Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
When I was a small child, and I was walking to kindergarten, I would walk to school in kindergarten because I was only 3 blocks away from the school, and back in those days, you could trust your children to walk to school. You know, the whole time I was walking, we didn't go to church. We only went to church on Easter and Mother's Day because my mom's mother was the pastor. But I would walk to school, and I can remember vividly at 6 and 7 years old, the Lord speaking to me the entire way that I was walking to school. I can remember it. And I can remember the visions He would give me while we were walking. I thought it was a natural occurrence. I thought it was supposed to be that way. Hallelujah. And I remember the things that I used to see, and I used to think about. Because I'm going to tell you, I was a serious science fiction nut. I loved science fiction movies. I loved it. I loved things about seeing the supernatural. I loved it. But I didn't ever really see it in everyday life. But as I was walking to school those days, the Lord showed me supernatural things. And do you know, it was almost like watching science fiction movies or watching supernatural movies while I was walking to school and hearing His voice and hearing Him speak to me. I didn't know that He didn't do that to everybody. I didn't know that. Hallelujah. But I got away from that as I got older. I got away from that and I fell into a life of sin and degradation and wickedness. And I stopped paying attention so much when the Lord would try to speak with me. And I started realizing that life didn't work the way the science fiction movies did. And this was an everyday mundane life. And things happened on a normal level, on a normal scale. But I can tell you, since I have come to know Jesus, since I have come to know Him, and since I have been drawn into the ministry and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I have seen, I have been living a supernatural life. I have been watching the power of God take place in people's lives. I have seen Him perform miraculous things. I have seen Him deliver people who could not be delivered. I have seen Him raise up people who had no other way to raise up. I have watched miraculous things. I'm telling you, lived a science fiction movie, but it ain't fiction, it's reality. I have seen I watched a dead man get up and walk away. I've seen cantaloupe sized cancers disappear when we laid hands on them. I have seen children who were in comas on life support machines in the hospital, while we them, they woke up and got up out of bed. Somebody say glory to God. I have watched God perform miraculous things. I have watched Him do miraculous things in my body. There's still things I want to do. But you know what? I know there's a time. And I'm waiting for His time. I know there's still things He's going to heal my lymphedema. It ain't my lymphedema. He's going to heal this lymphedema that's come on me. Hallelujah. Y'all heard that, right? I'm not going to carry this mess around for me forever. Hallelujah. I'm going to get delivered. I'm going to see breakthrough in my health. Hallelujah. A lot of people, they go to church. Lord, have mercy, folks. Y'all had to bear with me. Ain't none of this in my notes. Hallelujah. But the Lord told me this morning I'm going to quit using notes. Hallelujah. But I have seen people come to church and they wonder, why ain't God done it for me? My Bible tells me that if you submit to the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. Brother Mac, He ain't give me the desires of my heart. You know what? My Bible also says to me, resist the devil. But you know what? Before that, there's a little line that says, submit to God. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he must flee. Do you know what those two scriptures are? I got one more for you. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Do you know what these three scriptures are called? They're called conditional statements. You know why they're conditional? Because the second part of the scripture don't happen unless the first part happens. That first part says you got to submit to God. That first part says you got to give your will and give your life over to God. That first part says trust in Him. And He, oh, come on, somebody. Y'all know I love you, right? But we as a, I'm not talking about just we here, but we as a Pentecostal denomination, we've gotten away from expecting the supernatural anymore. We've gotten away from expecting the power of the Holy Ghost to move anymore. Because we are slowly being convinced that it don't happen in this day. I got something to tell you. God is still God. He is today as He always was. He is, was, and always will be. He will never change. He changeth not. If He did it in the Old Testament, He can do it today. If He did it in Jesus' day, He can do it today. And still does to those who trust in him. Brother Mac, I just don't see the desires of my heart. I'm going to tell you something. The first part of that is trusting God and giving yourself to the Lord. Then he will give you the desires of your heart. I'm going to tell you why that is. Because before you love God, before you trust God, before you give him all your will, the desires of your heart are wicked. God ain't going to give you the wicked desires of your heart. He ain't going to give you somebody else's husband. You might get somebody else's husband, but God didn't do it. Man, he ain't going to give you somebody else's wife. You might snake them away from that fella, but he didn't give them to you. Hallelujah. If you're going to submit yourself to God, and he said, I will give you the desires of your heart. If you love God, you will not be desiring the things that you're not supposed to have. Yes, you won't desire it. You won't care about it. The conditional statement is, give yourself to the Lord. Do the things that the Word of God say do. Well, Brother Mac, I don't believe you got to live like that. That is a common thread in society today. I don't believe you have to live like that and still be a Christian. Today's world is really weird. It used to be when the young ruler came to Jesus, he said, "What must I do to be saved?" But in today's culture, today's society, we say, "What can I do and still be saved? How close can I get to that sinful line and still get into heaven? How much can I get away with? How much sin can I hold to myself and still get away with it?" Hey now, it ain't like that, saints. Because the more we fall to that mindset, the more we give ourselves over to that mindset, the further away from God and his blessings. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness." You know why he said his righteousness there? Because he don't want you to seek your righteousness. Because your righteousness, the best you got, is as filthy rags in God's sight. Your righteousness ain't going to get you into heaven. But the Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." These things being the things you need. These things being the blessings of God. He's not going to give you the sinful things. The sinful things that come to you are not from God. Every good thing that comes to you is from the Lord. But the sinful things that you desire that comes to you, and you might rejoice in the sinful things you get. "Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for this," whatever it is. I'm not even going to get into it. No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about the sinful things. "Thank you, Lord, that you did this thing that I ain't supposed to have. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this thing your Bible says I ain't supposed to have." Why are you thanking God for doing something he ain't done? If that came to you, if something came to you that you ain't supposed to have, that's from the devil. He's trying to tempt you. Come on, man. We are in a place today in the Christian culture. We're in a place that we say, how much can I get away with and still be saved? And then we want to walk in the very glory and blessings of God. This is not where I was going. This is not what I wanted to do. But there are things in our lives that we hold on to. And when we read the Word, when we read the Word, we when we're reading it, we know right there that we're holding on to things we don't need. And we read the Word, and when we get to that part that says something we don't like, oh, I'm going to read the day. And when you pick up tomorrow, you pick up somewhere else. So you don't have to sit there and bring yourself to a place of guilt and shame. There's a reason that we don't walk in the blessings of God. There's a reason that we can't make it through the trials, the tribulations, the temptations. There's a reason we can't. Because we ain't walking in the blessings of God the way we ought to. We ain't walking the walk that He said, straight is the gate and narrow the way that leads to life. But broad is the gate. And open is the way that leads to death. If you want the broad gate, the Lord will let you go get whatever it is you want. Because He's not going to break your will.
That's right.
I got to stop here. And I got to say this one thing plain. You can't find your breakthrough. I want everybody right now to look at the old ugly fat man right here. You can't find your breakthrough.
You're still holding
on to something you ain't supposed to. And you know it. There's something in your life you've not given over to God. And you know it. He's convicted your life of it. He has touched your life. He has sent the word to you. He has sent your spirit, His Spirit to you. And yet and still, you still hang on to that thing you ain't supposed to have. Yet and still, you know you're going to have to get there if you want to get, you want to get from A to B. You got to move C out of the way. You hear me? I can't get any more plain than that. There was a time that I was not walking the way I should. I was not experiencing the power of God in my life the way I did at one time. And that was because slowly and surely I had allowed things, subtle little things at first, to creep in that weren't supposed to be there. Things that nobody thought were anything wrong. Seemingly innocent little things, but little by little, they started growing. They started getting bigger. And I got to the point where I realized where I was. And I got to the point that when it came time to pray, I was ashamed to pray. I was ashamed to call on the name of Jesus because I knew where I was. I knew I had walked away. I knew that it was not there. And the Lord spoke to my heart. And I had to go on a fast. And I'm talking about a serious fast. I went on a solid 3-day fast. Nothing. 3 days and three nights. And I gave my will back to God. You get to the point. Thank you, Lord. When you get to the point that you say to yourself, I know I'm supposed to do that, but I can't bring myself to the point that I can break that habit. I can't bring myself to the point that I can let that go. That's when you need to talk to the Lord and say, Lord, help me with this fast. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you hang on to something and you can't let it go and you say, I can't give it up. I can't, even though I know it's outside the will of God, I can't let it go. You can't do it on your own. You can't. You're not strong enough to break loose of these things on your own. You're not strong enough to break through these things on your own. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. But if you can commit to a fast, If you could commit to denying your body the things that it requires to stay alive, your most basic need is food. If you could force your body not to eat for 3 days, if you could bring your will under subjection to the point that you could not eat for 3 days, you could bring those other things under the will of God. And when you get done with that fast, you will feel more powerful. You will feel the power of God moving through you, and you will have broken through. Yeah. Well, Brother Mac, we ain't got time to fast 3 days before this altar service tonight, and you promised us a breakthrough. The Lord spoke to me when I looked up and said, "Thank you, Lord." He spoke to me and said, "Tell them this. You can come to this altar tonight, and you can take, I know you know there's things in your life that you're holding on to. These things you've even convinced yourself they're okay. You've even found scripture verses that you can twist around just right and make these things okay in your life. You're only fooling you, because you ain't fooling God. You ain't going to take it before God and say, 'God, see this scripture right here?' He's going to say, 'I know that scripture. I gave it to you.' That ain't what it means. You can't make it mean something God says it don't mean. But he says, if you will follow his word, if you will give up to God the things that are not in his will in your life, things you know you've got to get rid of, you can break through. You can come from that, from your seat tonight, knowing you can't do it yourself. Because you can't give up them things by yourself. Did you know that? You're not strong enough to give those things up by yourself. But you could come from your seat tonight and bring that thing with you, those things with you. And you could come say, 'Lord, I can't do it, but I know you can.' There's your breakthrough. Hallelujah. There's already two up here. I wasn't even getting to the altar yet. Hallelujah. You could come before the Lord and bring him those things that are not pleasing in his sight, and give them to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Man, look at these children. Look at these children. Glory to your name, dear God. Those things that you brought to this altar, you tell the Lord tonight, 'Lord, I can't do nothing with them. Lord, I can't do this on my own.' You say, 'Lord, help me. Help me, dear God.' You know what he'll do? He'll help you. He will. He'll help you.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
You were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus. Make me a new Christian. Punch the devil in the face. Hallelujah.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, hope for the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.